Today at this Mass, we come to the third and final of what the Church calls the scrutinies for our elect. It's titled as such, not for us to scrutinize the candidates and the catechumens, but to have been preparing themselves for full communion in our Catholic faith. But rather, these three scrutinies are for them to examine their journey and their preparedness for a relationship with Jesus and his Church. These last 3 weeks, we have deviated from the scheduled readings for Lent and instead have focused on three stories in the life of Jesus, three encounters with persons which the Church uses to offer a stark contrast between the world and God, between good and evil, between life and death. All is meant to highlight the differences between walking in the world and walking with Christ. In the first scrutiny a couple of weeks ago, the woman at the well contrasts thirst and water. It images a longing that in each of us of our hearts to know God, that we all thirst, to know the truth, to know the meaning of our lives. In this search, Jesus offers us living water, refreshment to nourish and guide us to him. And as the woman is moved in this encounter with Jesus to acknowledge her sinfulness, she sees that Jesus offers not judgment or condemnation, but offers living water and life. This first week, the candidates were asked to open up their own souls, to step out of the darkness and hide nothing from the divine physician who offers healing to any and all around, to drink from that true wellspring of water. The second week, last week, the contrast between blindness and light is imaged through the story of the man born blind at birth. God, who created the light in the dark void, is now seen to offer divine illumination to all who turn towards him. In this story, the gradual healing of the man, the elect are asked to accept this light and to use it as a guide to change their lives. And as they accept this light, they see the effects and actions of divine grace that each sacrament offers. Grace made visible only to the light, enlightened by faith. As the man born blind is healed, his gradual spiritual insight is tested by unbelieving authorities who interrogate and ridicule him. Unwilling to open their own eyes, the man eventually finds himself thrown out of his community. And it is at that point that Jesus approaches him, having suffered social expulsion, and offers him the truth, the belief that Jesus is Lord. In this liturgy, the elect are asked to claim Jesus as Lord, knowing that this choice may come and will come with challenges and sufferings. The work the elect is asked to do is to revisit attachments that they have and what change they anticipate they will need to make this decision for Christ. And finally, today, you hear the story of Lazarus, the ultimate contrast. From death, Jesus calls us into new life. And in this final week, the elect are asked to make that choice to shed their old lives, essentially to die to self and commit ourselves to God. A time to echo the words that we heard of Thomas, "Let us go that we may die with him." It is a story, today's story, is filled with emotion, as all serious decisions are prone. As you hear many times, Jesus is deeply disturbed. With its exclamation of Lazarus being 4 days dead in the tomb, Jesus is anguished over the fact that we must experience death, even with the promise of new life. In this dark tomb of death and decay, Jesus fully overcomes the power of death and fulfills his proclamation to Martha, that I am the resurrection and the life. Today's scrutinies ask the elect to uncover and hold in God's presence one has in them has been weak, what has kept them from God, and what they're willing to let themselves die to, so that new life they can have with Jesus in their hearts. This service is also to reveal and strengthen in them all that is good and strong and noble in their lives. Today is a culmination of a twofold act, uncovering and strengthening, that receives the support of the people of God, and that's why you are all here today. These scrutinies are held during Lent because everything I have said is a mission of metanoia, a change of heart, of which we are all called. We are all called during these 40 days to stop hiding and to uncover all our weaknesses and to ask the divine physician for healing, and then to strengthen our resolve to die to what separates us from a loving God, so that we, at Easter, become new creations. These 3 weeks have revealed the grace of God, of his mercy, and the powers of the church and Jesus in it. So as our elect come forth, let us examine our own lives and rededicate them to God during this Lenten season and proclaim his mercy and salvation for each of us.